So the topic of today is official is the three faces of Chilul Hashem. And as you saw in your packet, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, we're going to look at page number two first. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos list three different elements which go under the Veira of Chilul Hashem, and concurrently the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The first one is a person, what is his Aveira? His Aveira, the famous issue that we call Kiddush Hashem, a person who's killed a Kiddush Hashem, a person who's threatened his life, or an Aveira, and there are certain cases where his life takes precedence, and certain cases where the Aveira takes precedence, and he has to give up his life rather than transgress this sin. So that's the first element of Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem, which the Rambam explains. And we're very familiar with that one. She says, the Oven is a Yecholik, on page number two, first underline. The Oven is a Yecholik, the Gimel Chalok, and this Aveira of Chilul Hashem is divided into three sections. Shnayim Kalalim, two, which apply equally to everybody. They're parallel. They're inclusive. Echad is miyuchad, and one which is specific for certain individuals. It doesn't apply across the board; it applies to certain individuals. Okay. Then he says the first one, which we're familiar with: a person's life is threatened. But at the bottom of page number two, where you see the double underline, three lines on the bottom, Mechelek Habeis, the second section, the second area where this aver applies, Hakurla, which is an inclusive gamken, it's also an inclusive type of a avera. Kishiyasa adam avera, person does an avera. Ain type of boy, there's no physical desire involved in it. Veloy hanoah, no pleasure derives from it, no benefits. His intent when he does so is to show that he can do whatever he wants. God doesn't tell him what to do. His goal is merit, rebellion, to remove this overwhelming yoke of heaven. This is a form of Chilul Hashem. He gets Malchus for this. So the Rama says a fascinating thing, that a person gets Malchus, he gets the punishment through Bezdin of lashes for the decision to do such an aveir, for doing such an aveir. Where do you see this in the Torah? Lefichach Omer, the Torah says, Lo yishavu bishvil hashaker, do not swear in my name falsely. Page number three. And that will function as a Chilul Hashem. The act of swearing in God's name falsely will act as a Chilul Hashem. He has intent to anger God. He has no physical pleasure from this. So the Rambam keeps stresses three times in the conversation over here that there's no physical benefit out of it. There's no taiva or hanoah. There's no physical benefit out of it. And his intent is to prove the fact, to show the fact that he can do whatever he wants. He's not bound to God's service. So that is called a Chilul Hashem. That's called a Chilul Hashem. So this is a halacha shir. We're trying to focus on the halachic aspect of this concept, but to give you an understanding of it in a hashkafa sense, the Nefesh HaChaim quotes from the Zohar, and the Zohar says that when God created the world, so he was everywhere. His presence was everywhere, and the creation of the world really was that God created a void, a space, which seemingly we cannot see him, and therefore we are allowed to have free choice. So God created a halal, he created a void. The word halal means a void. He created a void when he created the world. The Balatanya says that really we talk about the creation of the world is yesh mi'ayin, something out of nothing. So that's incorrect. God is something. It was nothing out of something which God created. It was ayin mi'yesh. He created a space where there's nothing, seemingly there's nothing, when really there should be him. So he created a void. Our goal in life is to take that void and fill it up with God's presence. And every time we reinforce our absence of God's presence in our life, we are creating a halal, a void of God's presence. We're devoiding this world of God's presence. And that's what the word Chilul Hashem means. We're taking away Hashem's presence. The word shame means the word shame. Name. Ibn Ezra says it comes from the same word as the word shom, which means there. So I want to describe somebody to you. I say, look, you know, this guy, I know him, he's a nice guy. He's 6'3", black hair, blue eyes, glasses. Yankel. Oh, now I know who you mean. So the word shame is a way to point at something. It's shom, there he is. Well, God's name is the way means, according to the Kabbalah, every time we see God's actions in the world, we're seeing his name. We're becoming aware of his presence through his actions. So God's actions are his name. That's why we talk Hashem as a name. He's Chanu, because he acts with mercy. He's Rachum. All of these names represent actions of God, how he interacts with the world. That's all we know about him, is his interaction. And when we lose that awareness of him and that presence, which is him, that's a Chalal, that's a Chilul Hashem. And that's what the word Chilul says. The Rambam says the second section is the Chilul Hashem. You've taken God's presence out of the world by saying, I can do whatever I want. And that's the Chilul Hashem. The Rambam says you get Malkus for this. It's not just simply an Aveira. It's an Aveira which you're going to get Malkus for this. Tremendous Aveira. And the third section is the Chilul HaMiyucha. The third section, which is Miyucha, which means it's specific to certain individuals, is Shias Adam Yidua B'mayla, a person who's well known to be a prominent person, will do something which seems to be improper, and people will draw wrong conclusions from that. That's the well-known Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, a Jew acts improperly. The nations of the world look at us and say, Jew, we expect more from you. Or a rabbi acts improperly, and the congregants will say, Rabbi, we expect more of you. Someone who's prominent, and he said, what's going on? Why is he doing that? That's strange. So that's specific to a certain individuals. The Rambam says, and now, so we're on page number 3, so we have underlined about 5 lines. V'hu Amram, and this is the Gemara, which the Gemara says right after the 5, right after the lines. I should have underlined it also, but this way it's about easier to find it. It's not underlined. Okay, V'hu Amram, that's what God, what the Gemara says. Hey, Gidami Chilul Hashem, how is Chilul Hashem? He goes, Anoa, the Shekil Nabisra, mi Beitav, Chavala Hebe Damil Alter. So Rabbi Yochanan says, example is, I go into the butcher store, and I take it on credit. And this neighbor, people don't take on credit. But the butcher gives me credit. And he trusts me. And that's fine. The problem is the guy behind me in line doesn't know that. And he says, oh, the rabbi's taking it. He's not paying for it. Right? So he misinterprets what's happening, and that's improper. So that's the Gemara's example of Chilul Hashem. Now, what's interesting, what we're going to try and figure out over here is, when the Gemara asks the question, how is Chilul Hashem, and the Gemara gives the answer of the third group. Why doesn't the Gemara give an answer from the first group or from the second group? Almost every Aveira includes in a potentially a Chilul Hashem. If you do it intentionally with the intent to show that you have a right to do whatever you want, that's Chilul Hashem. So what do I mean? What's an example of Chilul Hashem? How does the Gemara trying to find an example? That there's many obvious examples. Every Aveira is potentially an example. Why does the Gemara hone in and zone in onto these type of Aveiras where a person is doing something which is deemed improper? So that's the question we're going to try and figure out today. It's one of the main questions we're trying to figure out today. So our two questions which we want to try to work out today is the number 2, the second part of Chilul Hashem. The Rambam got it out of a pasuk. Is there any Gemara, any source which supports it? Okay? That's number 1. Number 2, the more when it's searching for Chilul Hashem, the more doesn't give this answer. The more in Yuma, the more says, what's an example of Chilul Hashem? The Gemara gives an example from number 3, from the third section of Chilul Hashem, the third category of Chilul Hashem, not from the first or from the second. And that's the question we're going to try and figure out today. Yes?
Quick question on the Rambam's Lashon in the second Chelek. When he says Kizeh Mechavan Lahachis, is he saying that's the Metzius of it? Or...
Okay, we're going to talk about that. The question was, on page number 3 in the first line, when the Rambam says the person's intent is to anger God, is that we're probing his mind? Is that we're saying that he's indicated that with words? Does that mean we're assuming that's the reality? What does that mean in that line? And that's up for question, and that's a very important point. Okay, but we'll talk about that. Let's try and probe the parameters of this prohibition. So the Rambam again, page number 4. So the first set of Rambam was page number 2 and 3 was from the Rambam in what's called Sefer HaMitzvos. Rambam has a book where he goes through the 613 commandments and he lists them one by one. Okay, the second set of selections from the Rambam is from the Rambam's magnum opus. There's more copies there. Somebody needs. Somebody needs a copy of this. Yeah, pass the mic. Okay. The second section, the selection, is from the Rambam in his magnum opus, Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam in this section called Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Hey, in the fifth chapter, he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the mitzvah, the veira of Kilul Hashem. Okay, so the first one, he lists three sections, and the first one is this area of a person who is called upon to give up his life in the service of God. And the Rambam goes to the parameters of when that applies and when it doesn't apply, etc. We're not going to focus on that. That's well known. We spoke about before Kiddush Hashem during the Holocaust. There's scenarios where people gave up their lives not to do the wrong thing, right? And that's what we're called to do. In the history of the Crusades, the Jews were called upon to bow to the cross, and they chose death rather than to bow to the cross. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's a Chilul Hashem if they do not choose to do so. Okay, so that's the first section. That's blocked off in page number 4 in the first paragraph. We're not going to look at that because our time is limited. Okay, turn to page number 5. So after the Rambam, I skipped some pages in the middle, make it easier. Okay, so the Rambam, after talking about all of those halachas, when it applies and when it's public and when it's private, what averis, what not averis, the whole thing. So the Rambam then, in halacha yud, so page number 5, it's bracketed off halacha yud. So Rambam says, "Kol over midaitoi b'loy oynes," a person who intentionally, with his faculties intact, without any pressure, transgresses. Achas mikol mitzvus amuris b'tera, any one of the veiras, b'shat nefesh, comfortably. He doesn't have any pangs of guilt, remorse. He does it comfortably. L'hachis to anger. Hareza mechalas Hashem. That's an act of chilul Hashem. L'fichach nemer b'shua sheker b'chilat Hashem alakecha ani Hashem. So he does this in publicly with 10 Jews are present. He's profaned God's name publicly. The opposite. A person refrains from doing something improper, or he does a mitzvah. Not because of any outside influence, any benefits. Not because he's scared. Not to get honor. Because God is the creator. God's commands. For example, Yosef refused to transgress with his master's wife. Hareza Mekadish is Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem. It's very possible a person sitting in his room all by himself, and he's contemplating to do an Aveira, and he controls himself and says, "No, I don't. I will not do that Aveira because God is here." That is a Kiddush Hashem. Nobody saw it. Nobody knows about it. That doesn't make a difference. The Rambam categorizes that as a Kiddush Hashem, which, according to our explanation, means he's injecting God's name into the world again. He's taking that void and injecting God's presence into that void. In my room, there was a void. There was me all alone by myself, pretending God is not there. And I said, no, God is here. I've injected God into that void. So now, over here, the Rambam does not mention that you get malchus. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says that you get malchus for this aveira. If a person transgresses section number 2, he gets punished by the bezin with lashes. Over here, the Rambam, as written over here, does not mention malchus. There is another version of the Rambam, which is found in the Franco Rambam, where the Rambam says you get malchus in this section. Then number then Halacha Yud Aleph is the third section. There's other things which are also included in the Chilul Hashem. Now, I want to point out to you, when we say the word Chilul Hashem, we conjure up in our minds, usually we conjure up in our minds section number 3. Oh, it's a Chilul Hashem. Right? You know, Jew got caught doing something wrong in the papers, Chilul Hashem. Right? Jew did a nice thing, returned the money, Kiddush Hashem. That's section number 3. Right? The Rambam's language is interesting. The Rambam, in the first one, the second one, the Rambam does not use, and this is also, right? But number 3 says, there's other things also included. Like, that's the also. But also, that's the primary. And I would tell you, besides the primary idea of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, there's also number 1 and number 2. The Rambam does not present it as such. The Rambam presents number 1 and number 2 as the primary examples of understanding of Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem. And number 3 is also included. included. And he gives examples, which he mentioned before. Okay, so what should you do at the end of that? Just the bottom line from that, from page number 5. So what should you do? A person should act properly. A prominent person, a well-known person, a rabbi, a prominent member of the community should act properly until you reach the point that people will praise his actions and want to do the same as him. Hareza a kiddush is Hashem. That is a kiddush Hashem. And he brings a pasuk to point that Hashem is proud of the Jews who act as such. So that's our Rambam, right? That's our Rambam. So again, so let's just review the points of the Rambam. The Rambam says there's 3 sections. The first one is giving up one's life. The second section is acting properly without and with no design for any other purpose, but to serve Hashem, or vice versa, chas v'sholom. And the third section is a prominent person acting improperly, or vice versa, acting very properly. The Rambam in section number 2 says you get malchus. The Rambam in section number 1 says you don't get malchus because you did it under duress. Even though you have a mitzvah, you did it under duress, we're not going to fault you. The second section of the Rambam says you get malchus, you're punished with it by Beis Din. The Rambam in the third section does not mention malchus. The Rambam, when he presents it, presents number 1 and number 2 as the primary examples of Chilul Hashem, and number 3 as a secondary example of Chilul Hashem. Okay. Now, so this is this concept over here, the Chofetz Chaim, page number 6. Sorry with the speed over here, we're moving quickly. I'm sorry, I hope it's not too fast for you. Okay, it's page number 6, we have the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim, he talks about in his seminal work, Chofetz Chaim, which talks about the transgression of improper speech, talking negatively about other people. And he goes through at the beginning a list of how many averes you can do, how many sins you can transgress, and how many mitzvahs you can fulfill when you're careful with your speech. So he goes through, if a person's really good at it, he can go through a lot of averes. I can get 17 negative commandments he can transgress, and 14 positive commandments he can possibly fulfill if he's careful with his speech, not to talk negatively about other people. So it's a really heavy mitzvah. And one of the mitzvahs that one of the points he talks about is Chilul Hashem. And he says, the truth is that Lashon Hara is a Chilul Hashem. Why? Because what benefit did you have out of it? There's no physical benefit. You don't eat, your stomach isn't more full than it was before. The food doesn't taste any better. Right? So what do you mean? So it's a Chilul Hashem. That's how he presents it. He says, where do I get that from? I get it from the Rambam. The Rambam defines Chilul Hashem is doing a favor with no benefits. Just 1 second. The Rambam says that a person had negative intent to show he doesn't care about God. That's Rambam's example of Chilul Hashem. I'm not thinking about God right now, negative or positive. I'm saying, God, I'm approving. I don't believe in you. Yeah, that guy Yaskel, he's a horrible guy. Yaskel Lashon Hara. No, I'm not thinking about God one way or the other. I'm just talking. I'm busy with my Lashon Hara. You know, right? You want to hear what happened with Beryl today? Oh, Beryl, yeah. What's happening with Beryl? Right? But I'm not thinking about God, negative or positive. So where did the Chofetz Chaim come in to get this Chilul Hashem aspect?
You saying they don't have a tie?
What?
You saying people don't have a tie to keep Lashon Hara?
People don't have a physical tie. Physical tie. Okay, let's see. The Rambam says Hano Gashmi. The Rambam says Hano Gashmi. Okay, we'll see. We shall see. Let's try. We got 10 minutes. Let's see what we can do. We got 12 minutes. Okay. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if you're looking at page number 6 on the bottom, in the footnote, the Bir Mayim Chaim, the last word on the right column, Upirushai, the explanation of the Rambam is, Hareza Kimichavein Lahachachis Bezen. Shein Loi Hanoa Gashis. It's not that the person had negative intent. I'm out there to prove the anger God. That's not the point. The point is that it's like he has such intent. Where do I get that from? I can't make it up myself. Okay, Mukach lehed the Sefer Achinuch, Batika Tiberi Rambam the Mitzvah Reish Tzadihei. Shkotzer Zeh Yira Hachosu Bezeh Adav. It looks like you're angering God. So that's that's on page number 8, right? You'll notice over there that he quotes the page number 8, the Chinuch. Let's see the Chinuch on page number 8. We'll go back to page number 6, but page number 8 he quotes the Chinuch. So the Chinuch follows the Rambam. The Chinuch took the Rambam, the 613 mitzvahs, which the Rambam delineates in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, which are not based on the order of the Chumash. The 613 mitzvahs are based on the Rambam has his way of categorizing them together. The primary mitzvahs, and then you flow some there into the mitzvahs of Karbonis. He has a way of presenting it, Yom Tov, he has a way of presenting all of the mitzvahs, but the Chinuch took the 613 mitzvahs of the Rambam and put them according to the order of Chumash. Then he gave an explanation to them. So this is the Chinuch, which is one of the Rishonim, explaining the Rambam. V'chelek hasheni haklal. So I told you on page number 8. Haklali. Shiasad ha-mavera ein taivabu v'la-revis al-yachavim v'pulosu l'hachis. Again, so the language seems to be negative. His intent is negative. He quotes, like the Rambam says, you get Malchus. It looks like you're angering. Your goal is to show God I can do whatever I want. That's what it looks like. Because why are you doing it? What are you getting out of it? There's no benefit. That's how the Chinuch understands it. Let's go back to page number 6. The Chofetz Chaim says, one second. The Rambam is getting this out of the mitzvah of Lo Shishovu Bishvil Hashoker V'Chilat Hashem Elokecha Ani Hashem. Do not swear falsely in my name and be mechalel my name. What was that false shvua for? What was his intent for this false shvua? His intent over there was to gain money. The Chinuch says on that mitzvah, they're talking about he wants to gain money falsely through the shvua. So what do you mean his goal is to anger Hashem? Because what do you get out of it? I got $1 million out of it. But that shvua. That's my, that's what, God, I love God. I daven to him 3 times a day and I put on tefillin. But money is money. You know, Moses is Moses and business is business. You know, let's get it right. Right? So, what do you mean that there's no benefit? I'm doing because I anger God. I'm doing because I want money. I like money. You know, I got a problem. I like money. So he brings this source. Go back to page 6. You're in the left column on the bottom. Umashmid Ibrahim Shafilu are on the 5th line. Shafilu imhu marviach mamana yadei oven. He's going to gain money. And that's what the Chinuch says. You get no physical benefit. All you get, even if you're getting money, it's prohibited. Because the Rambam brings, it's a good proof. The Apostle is talking about a person's denying a debt through his shua. And he's gaining money through his shua. Right? And the Rambam still calls that Achil Hashem. Because you have no physical benefit out of it. So now, I have to tell you, I don't know about you, and Baruch Hashem, I'm assuming probably not, I've spoken Lashon Hara in my life. It's a public admission of sin. And I've enjoyed it very much sometimes. Right? Maybe sometimes it was a way to, you know, vent out my anger at somebody, or I really was upset at him, and I, you know, figured like, you know, accomplish nothing out of it, but I really enjoyed it. Rama says that's called a chil Hashem, because you're doing it to anger God. I love God. I have nothing against God. I like God very much, but I have a desire to say lashon hara. Sometimes a person says lashon hara, he wants to get revenge. The Basil Sturm says that the pleasure of revenge is nothing like the pleasure of revenge. People love revenge. People spend their whole life running after revenge. What do you mean? There's no benefits. Maybe this is now not the halacha part. Maybe this is a hashkafa understanding. If the picture of the Chofetz Chaim from his vantage point, right? He never spoke lashon hara, and he had no desire to speak lashon hara. He looked at the world and said, "These people are crazy." I mean, they're crazy, right? Like, what in the world would somebody want to speak lashon hara for? Like, what do you get out of it, right? He says, "Where did it come from? Were babies born with the desire to speak lashon hara? Babies are born with a desire to eat. Babies are born with a desire to have their physical needs taken care of. Are babies born with a desire for money? No. That's something which we've ingrained in ourselves, that this is the way the world is supposed to work. Is that you misunderstood the world. Maybe it's your parents' fault. Right? You want to blame somebody else. Or the world around you fault, but you misunderstand the world. That's chil Hashem. You voided Hashem's presence from the world. Physical pleasure, we understand that you come with that naturally. That's part of your makeup. Everything else is a chil Hashem. That's what I think the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Big Kiddush. I think the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Okay. Let's turn to page number 9. So the Chofetz Chaim also proves this point. He says the Yireim says the same as he. Who was the Yireim? The Yireim was one of the Baalei Tosfos. Lived in France and wrote this. He lived in the city of Metz, and he wrote a sefer called Sefer Yireim. Rabbi Yehazar Metz wrote a sefer Yireim. This is one of the Rishonim. It's about 750 years old, and in this sefer he writes the same language. As Hashem lekechotira, this is mitzvah. He also has a list of the mitzvahs. As Hashem lekechotira, v'savoid, fear God and serve Him. V'sein kavod l'shmoi, give honor to His name. U'shmar mechala, be careful not to be mechala. T'chsiv v'parshas Emor, al kahanim l'sachal Hashem kodshi. This verse is going to penetrate us all the way, because this is everybody's going to have to be worried about this aveira. Everybody's got this aveira under his belt. You don't take the mitzvah seriously. That's a chilul Hashem. I don't take it seriously. Now, if we would look at mitzvahs properly, he's saying, right? The Chofetz Chaim said, we look at mitzvahs properly. We believe in the world to come. We live with awareness that the Creator, He rewards, He punishes, He commands, He expects, He desires from us. We will live with that reality. We understand that that's the purpose of human life, and that's why we're here. And I show you, the guy said, listen, you can make $1 billion this way or 10,000 this way. The guy said, I don't care, I want the 10,000. The mitzvah is $1 billion and this is 10,000. We don't get it. We're being revised of the mitzvah. We're not taking the mitzvah seriously. That's what he says. That's a chil Hashem. We don't get the world properly. We think in the world, the goal of the world is X, Y, and Z, and mitzvahs are imposed upon on top. You got it wrong. You've taken God out of the picture. You've voided Him out of the picture. No, what do you mean? I do lip service there. I drive 3 times a day. I'm careful, etc. You still don't get it. That's what I think the Reyim is saying. So where does he get it from? So this wonderful pierce on the bottom says the pasuk of Shmuel, that a false shvua is a chil Hashem. Again, what's the source? So he learns it's not referring to a false shvua to gain money. So a person who says, you know, you've had this conversation. The guys, I remember the first time I heard it, I was trembling. It's very careful not to. You shouldn't swear very, you know, for anything. But some people talk when they swear. You know, I swear to God. Whoa. You just made a shul. Why? To tell you, this is a table. Okay, well, that's an aveira. Because what's an important thing is a table? We know it's a table. Looks like a table to me. All right, but I prove it is a table because God. Well, leave God out of this. It's a table to table. It's a chil Hashem. You're not taking God's name seriously. That's all it means. What are you wrong? You're not taking God's name seriously. Well, God's name is expressed in the world through His mitzvahs. You're not taking it seriously enough. That's what he understands the aveira. Okay, where did the Rambam get this from? Do we have a Gemara that supports this? What we do? Page number 10. Okay. 3 minutes. Okay. We know Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem is publicly transgress. The crusader comes and says, bow down to the cross or I'll kill you. He kills himself. Right? We know Chil Hashem is the rabbi gets caught and puts him on the paper, the front page of the paper. Where's this Kiddush Hashem in your room all by yourself? Where'd that come from? He says, I got a Gemara in Soita. The Gemara says, it's bracketed off about halfway down the page, a little more than halfway down the page. Yosef Shekidah Shem Shemayim B'Seser. Yosef was Mekadosh Hashem's name privately. How are you Mekadosh Hashem's name privately? How do you Mekadosh Hashem privately when nobody else is there? And he got a reward from Hashem. So apparently it's possible to kiddush Hashem privately. That's one of the sources for the Rambam. But let's talk about one more problem. Again, we promised you we're going to talk about a problem. The more on page number 11, the more says, what's a chil Hashem? So the more says like this. So when a person does an aveira, you do tshuva. Hashem says, that's wonderful. Tshuva, I accept your tshuva. You still have to clean out the aveira out of your presence, out of your being. So how do you clean it out? Certain things tshuva is enough. Certain things tshuva is not enough. The person has to go through difficult times. The person has to die sometimes to remove that aveira. It's not, you know, I regret, you know. The person goes and says, you know, he killed somebody. That moment of rage, he killed somebody. He regrets it tremendously. He does tshuva. That's very nice, but the person's dead. Right? You've done something horrible. You need to expiate your sins in some way. Well, that's true. Many of Averis, that's true. But the halacha says it goes to four levels. The last level is a person who's Mechal Hashem. Mechal Hashem, he says, listen, you do tshuva, it's not enough. Yom Kippur, not enough. Yisurim is not enough. When you die, that it'll be finished. If it's a Chil Hashem. The Mor says, what's an example of Chil Hashem? And it gives us the whole story over here. The rabbi goes into the store and he takes the money, the meat, and doesn't pay for it. So the Mor says the example of Chil Hashem is not our example. But let me ask you a different question. What's the first kasha? Hechidom Chil Hashem. Every avera has Chil Hashem in it. According to the Chofetz Chaim, if you want to make a list, if you take a list at the end of the day, right? You know, you guys, some people at the end of their business day, they go through the day how it went, right? So I go through the day how it went, and before I go to bed, I say, okay, how many averas did I do today? How many were for Hanoah Gashmis? I was schmoozing first Seder instead of learning. Oh, that wasn't Hanoah Gashmis, that's a Chil Hashem. Next, right? Okay. Hechidom Chil Hashem. What's an example of Chil Hashem? And what does it more mean? That if there's also Chil Hashem, then almost every Avera has Chil Hashem. And so the Gemara is saying, this Gemara does not mean regular Chil Hashem. It can't mean that. Because otherwise, what do you mean, Hechidom? Where's the example? If it also has Chil Hashem, and if it also has Chil Hashem, what do you mean? Circle that other round. And if it doesn't have Chil Hashem, most places we do have Chil Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, there's an example. Where's the example? What do you mean, you say Chil Hashem? What do you mean, the writer, the composer of this text, when you say Chil Hashem, what do you mean? You don't mean the average Chil Hashem that we're talking about section number 2. Because then it's always there. It's almost always there. We must mean number 3. Ah, what's number 3 about? That's a different story. What's the source for that? So let's go back to page 1. You notice I skipped page 1. Okay. Let's learn a little bit of Chumash. Now we're going to learn a little Chumash with Rashi. And we'll see what Rashi did for us. Okay. Pasuk Lamed Beis. This is Parshas Emor. Pasuk Lamed Beis is bracketed off about four lines on the bottom. Lusachalu Hashem Kachi. Do not profane my name. Minik Dashti. I will be made Kodesh. Whatever that word means. Besach B'nai Yisrael. Ani Hashem Mekadeshem. I'm made holy. You've exalted my name. Zach Rashi. Lusachalu. It's underlined on the left column. La'ar al Devorai Mizidin. Chil Hashem means doing a veris with intent. That's it. No big drushes. The guy with a gun to your head. Right? No, standing in the public over there. The newspaper headings. Don't be over my veris be made. That's Chil Hashem. You hear Rashi? Rashi gave you a whole Rambam in through four lines. Mimasha Shenemer Lusachalu Matamulim Rabinikdashdi. You have to give your life over also. So there's two things in the Pasuk Rashi says. There's the do not transgress my averis with carelessly, not caring about them. And in a situation where your life is threatened, give up your life. Those are the two examples Rashi found in the Pasuk. There's our Rambam. Those are the first two pshatim in Chil Hashem. It's there in the Pasuk, according to Rashi. Where's the third one come from? So the Gemara, back on page 11, says, where's the third one come from? So the Gemara goes through different examples. It finally says, the last underlining in page 11, Abaya Omer Kidatanya, Vahat is Hashem Elokecha, Sheshemeim, Shem Shemaim, Mitzayev al Yodcha. Your goal in life is to make Hashem's name love, beloved. How do you do that? By acting properly. That's the source for number 3. So if you look at the Pasuk, Tzachalu, same Kodshi, you found two there in the Pasuk. The first two of the Rambam. Where's the third one? It's a Pasuk we say in Shema every morning. Vahat Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Shem. Love, you should make Hashem beloved to the world. That's how the world understands it. How do you do that? When you act in a public way, properly, and people see that, they want to be like that and do the same, you made Hashem's name Kodesh. And the opposite is Chil Hashem Chasam Shalom. And the Rambam said, that's also included in Chil Hashem. That's not the Pasuk of Chil Hashem. That's a different Pasuk. So we found, with this Rashi, all of our Rambams, and the Gemara and Yuma, we found all of the Rambams contained in one line, or two lines of Rashi. Everybody said, thank you very much for listening. We should be very good to make a Kaddish Hashem Shemaim. Always and never chashom to make a Chil Hashem.